at this point. It's yours, DCP.
Good evening, Chairman Probert, members of the board. For the record, my name is Kelly Bowden, and I'm here tonight with Jamie Kilbreth on behalf of DCP Searsport LLC to walk us through a presentation of the details of DCP's proposed bulk fuel storage facility on Mack Point. First, however, I wanted to take a minute to thank you for the time the board has spent in reviewing this application so far and for the time you have set aside this week to continue to do so. We know this has already been an extraordinarily involved and lengthy process and is not yet over. Before we begin and introduce the specific team members, we thought it would be helpful to talk briefly about the town's process to date and our efforts with state and federal agencies, and to help with the scope of the task before you tonight and in the coming weeks in a bit of context. As I think you all know, this project was first proposed and discussed with the Planning Board more than 2 years ago. In the fall of 2010, David Graham and I came to the Planning Board to discuss, in general, the primary components of this project. At that time, we collectively decided that certain amendments to your land use ordinance would need to be made in order for us to even come before you. As a result, certain amendments to the ordinance were proposed and later presented to the town. The primary amendment was to modify the height limit for bulk fuel storage tanks in the industrial zone. At the time we first came to you, the height limit was limited to 60 feet. The proposed amendment raised that height to 150 feet and clarified that this higher height applied to bulk fuel storage tanks. The board then held public hearings on it. The amendments were proposed to the town for a vote, and on March 5, 2011, the residents approved this change. A year or so later, DCP was in the process of finalizing its design and site plans and also applying for its state and federal permits, when a petition was circulated by certain residents to enact a moratorium that would prevent us from coming before you to review an LPG project. The moratorium was resoundingly defeated this year at town meeting by a vote of 2-1, and the numbers were 297 against the moratorium to 165. Recognizing the majority of Searsport residents did in fact support the project, DCP continued with its plan to seek local approval and filed the applications you have before you in May. We greatly appreciate the support that we've received thus far from the residents of Searsport, both in modifying the height limit to allow us to go forward and in rejecting an attempt to put in a moratorium to prevent us from doing so. As a further reflection of this support we have received from town residents, I am presenting to the board tonight, and Jamie's going to bring it up, a petition of 612 signatures from residents of the town of Searsport that is currently in support of DCP's project. These signatures were collected between July and September of this year, and they represent current today support that is four times the number of residents who voted for the moratorium. We know, as you do, that supporters are less likely to leave their families to come out and talk in favor of a project. These signatures are evidence of the substantial majority for the project, and we are extremely pleased to provide them to you tonight. I also want to take a minute to discuss the scope of your review as you listen to the next few nights of testimony and comment. As you know, you are not alone in this project, and in preparation for operating this facility, and as required by your ordinances, DCP has already obtained its permits from state and federal agencies reviewing this project. The Department of Environmental Protection, the Maine Fuel Board, have both authorized construction, and we have our federal permit from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. The Corps of Engineers required sign-off and input from the Coast Guard before issuing that permit. Although a number of these permits have been challenged, we won't go into those. We believe they stand on their face and are evidence of the project meeting all of the federal and state standards. And while we appreciate that you have these approvals in hand and the general support of the voters here, we know we need your approval to proceed. And so that's why we're here tonight, to present you the facts of the project, to answer your questions. And before we do that, I just thought I would also talk about why we picked the place where we are. DCP has proposed the bulk fuel storage facility in exactly the location that the residents of Searsport, as well as advocates for the protection of Sears Island, have determined is appropriate. The residents of Searsport, in enacting your comprehensive plan and your land use ordinance, have sought to balance a number of important interests in town, which include recreation, tourism, residential and small business development, as well as industrial uses. Your comprehensive plan points directly to directs the town to establish areas best suited for development by designations of industrial and commercial districts. and continues to say that the town will work with developers to support existing and attract additional commercial and industrial development. We are coming to you to talk about this new type of industrial development for the town. The comp plan then provides for the creation of an industrial zoning district, which is to be located below Route 1 at the north end of Sears Island. Residents of Searsport have enacted the land use ordinance, carried out these goals by establishing the industrial zoning district, and designating a bulk fuel storage facility as a type of use deemed compatible both with within and with the community. Directing these industrial uses to Mack Point results in many benefits. As we have noted, and as you'll hear more tonight, given the co-location with an existing tank farm, DCP can utilize the shipping pier that is there to minimize environmental and shoreline impacts from a new location. We will use the existing rail line for transportation from the site, as well as an existing road system. Town officials, the Fannin report, Sewell report, all indicate these existing roads are more than sufficient to handle the proposed additional traffic. And as most of you also know, a working group that met to discuss the future development of Sears Island also determined the future development of the industrial zone on Mack Point was preferable to any development on Sears Island, another logical place in town. So from this big picture perspective, we believe this is the right project and the right location in Searsport. We also appreciate there's been a lot of attention on this project, a lot of scrutiny, criticism of the project, of DCP, even of some of the decisions you have made, no doubt some of the decisions you may make coming up. You are being flooded with documents, legal arguments from more lawyers than you ever thought you'd have to deal with, and we are starting public hearing that is far more formal than the way we know you do business. But what you're being asked to do is what you always do, which is review the application and make sure it complies with your specific standards. We believe that after you hear the actual facts about this project, you will conclude that this project complies with each and every one of your standards and that it is a good project for the town. Equally, if not more important, is what you are not being asked to do. Otherwise, you might start to feel like your task is unmanageable. And although you have an important role in reviewing this, as we've said before, you are not alone in the process and you are not being asked to do certain things. For example, you don't have to decide if a bulk fuel storage tank is an allowed use in the industrial zone. That decision's already been made. You don't have to decide if 138 feet is too high. It's not. It could be 150 feet. That decision has also been made. You're not being asked to determine whether the project's acceptable to surrounding towns. You're the Searsport Planning Board, and you have your own ordinances to enforce. You're not being asked to determine whether the project will impose burdens on boat traffic in state or federal waters. We heard last night that that's not in your jurisdiction. And finally, you've received a number of memos, legal, from your counsel, from us, from opposing counsel, talking about standards, what information we all think is relevant and what is not. For now, for tonight, we're here to answer your questions on relevant information, helpful information, and we'll parse out the legal pieces later when we talk about the standards. So we appreciate you have a big project before you, and you need to understand what we're actually proposing to do, and we're grateful to get there.